Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
The frigid temperatures should clear out on Sunday. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 truly local news. As Lakelands Public Health declares a cold warning for Northumberland County this weekend, the town of Coburg is opening respite centers for people to stay warm. People can go to Victoria Hall, the library, and the Coburg Community Center to get out of the frigid temperatures. Environment Canada predicts cold wind chills between minus 25 to minus 35 for the next few days, with a risk of frostbite and hypothermia possible for prolonged outdoor exposure. Warmer temperatures should return Sunday. A youth is facing charges for allegedly stealing a vehicle in Port Hope on Wednesday. The owner had reported the vehicle stolen from a local recreation center. The doors were unlocked with a spare key and two cell phones left inside. Using a phone tracker, the vehicle was later located at a Coburg business. During the attempted police stop, the vehicle fled, later becoming stuck. Police advised not to leave valuables inside your vehicle and lock it before leaving. The new Golden Plow Lodge in Coburg has passed its final construction inspection, as the facility is now in possession of Northumberland County. With the long-term care home now in full code compliance, county officials can begin preparations for occupancy and on-site staff training. Staff training and orientation at the new facility is now underway, with more than 300 staff participating in education on new equipment, systems, procedures, and healthcare environments. The official resident move-in date will be confirmed in the coming weeks as staff work with the ministry on approvals and scheduling. The Northumberland County Archives and Museum is also preparing its move into the Golden Plow. In sports, the owner of the Northumberland Stars junior hockey team operating out of Colburn says he wants to increase community outreach and engagement. Alex McConnell and business partner Bill Dyer purchased the team in April, leading the club to the top of the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League standings. McConnell says creating a stronger bond in Cramby Township will be beneficial for the team.
I don't think, you know, as a team, there's been a ton of community involvement in the last couple of seasons, so that's definitely something that we've focused on, working closely with Chris Kerwin at the Keeler Center and getting involved and trying to establish those connections and relationships within the community is definitely something that we'd love to do, something that we look forward to doing, and a goal of ours for sure. So we want to give back and do as much as we can locally.
Tickets are affordable at $5, with most home games on Friday night at the Keeler Center, including tonight. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Looking for a sweet rate on your savings? At Ganawaska Financial Credit Union, we're offering sweet rates designed to help your money grow with confidence. Right now, you can lock in a four-year guaranteed rate at 3.65%, a solid return with no surprises and peace of mind you can count on. To explore this offer and check out our other great rates, visit ganawaskacu.com, stop by a branch or speak with one of our friendly advisors today. Ganawaska Financial Credit Union. Sweet rates, smart savings.
Winter is here. What a better way to stay warm than with a glass of handcrafted wine made by you. At Coburg Wine Cellar, we make winemaking fun and easy. Choose from a variety of premium wine kits and enjoy rich, full-bodied flavors. No experience needed, just great taste. So visit Coburg Wine Cellar today and sip the season your way. Coburg Wine Cellar, 18 years and counting. Love local, buy local, love your wine. 905-373-9463. 513 Division Street, Coburg. CoburgWineCellar.ca.
A wine expert authorized dealer. Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Partly cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries this evening, otherwise clear, low minus 23, wind chill minus 25 this evening and minus 30 overnight, risk of frostbite. Sunny tomorrow, high minus 15, wind chill of minus 31 in the morning and minus 21 in the afternoon, risk of frostbite. Cloudy with a good chance of snow for Sunday, high minus 13. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.